Baltimore police said yesterday that more pharmacies were looted during April's riots than had initially been reported, leading to a flood of prescription drugs on city streets. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that law enforcement officials are still checking to see if any more pharmacies were hit.
Police Commissioner Anthony Batts said during a news conference that 27 pharmacies and 2 methadone clinics were robbed during the unrest.
The concern there, there's enough narcotics on the streets of Baltimore to keep it intoxicated for a year.
17 pharmacies were reportedly hit by looters at first. Some have suggested the stolen drugs fueled the city's bloodiest month since the 70s, with 43 homicides and dozens of shootings. DEA Special Agent Gary Tuggle did not say it was a drug war, but a turf battle between gangs and independent dealers.
You also have a new source of a new sort of inventory of drugs on the street that people have to sell, and they're selling to a limited number of people, so they're vying for that customer base.
City police and federal officials have formed a task force to bring state and federal charges against suspects who harm cops and loot businesses. Commissioner Batts has asked for more federal agents and prosecutors to help fight the violence. Kenneth Burns from Police Headquarters Downtown for 88.1 WYPR.